Secretary Roman, labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network. And I'm here at the Capitol Park where they're having the Labor Day parade today. And I have as my guest two union leaders. And one, your name is?
Brian Gorman.
And I have Ron Briggs, I know a long time labor leader and president of CSCA Region 4. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing well, Willie. How are you?
Now tell me something about the region, just a little bit about what the region is.
Okay, so the region is 14 counties from Columbia Green up to Clinton County. We have about 30,000 members we represent in that area. It's 14 counties and we continue to try to organize. We just had a successful organizing campaign at Northeast Parent and Child Society in Schenectady where, you know, they have decided to join a union because of the voice that it gives people and wages and health and safety benefits that have been called into question during a pandemic where not everyone remains safe.
Well, it seemed like all over the capital region there's a push for labor organizing and people are responding, right?
I agree. There is a push and I think, you know, our favorability of a union is 71%, the highest it's been since the last 50 years. And I think, you know, one of the things that really was surprising to me is when I did some research of the trusted foundation of our society, governments, you know, people, unions are still trusted more than governments. And I think that's important to remember as we continue to organize, as we continue to grow, and we continue to fight for people, that there are a lot of people with a lot of haves, and we as the have-nots have to come together so that we can equalize the playing field.
Now, we haven't had a Labor Day parade, I think, in about 2 years.
Yeah.
And the labor's kind of been, you know, inside based on this COVID that was going around. So just tell me, what are your thoughts on this Labor Day 2022 and what do you hope it happens?
It is exciting to be back out in public, but what I want to make sure everyone understands is that your services in this community and every community in the region got done because our members were out there doing them. So yes, a lot of people stayed home and a lot of people worked from home, but your roads were plowed, you know, your children were still taken care of for lunch, and all the things that need to happen during this pandemic was done because of CSCA members throughout the state. So I'm excited to be back together to energize each other, right? Because when you're sitting at home or when you're doing Zoom, it's not the same energy. And we need to get together to have that energy to say to management, we deserve something. And in particular, today, we're working with Albany County. You'll see a bunch of things that say contract now. Because it's been a while since we've had a contract in Albany County. And we're trying to make sure they understand that these are the people who made Albany County run and successful. This parade is only successful because Albany County members made sure that these roads were okay. Everything that we need to do got done. So.
Now, you're the political action person, right?
Political action coordinator.
Right. So what are some of the issues in 2022 and beyond that members should be concerned about?
Well, one of the things is on a statewide level, looking at building off the pension reform, the Tier 6, the two changes we made in the legislature this year, taking those next steps for that. We've been successful in getting direct care bonuses for direct care and health care workers. So we started, this year was a very successful year, so what we do going forward is building off those successes and addressing the needs for all workers and making sure that we are getting that, building that momentum and doing what we need to do to make these communities and their families thrive. So
on a national level, you know, have that impacted?
On a national level right now, I think there were a couple key points. We had the Inflation Reduction Act was a big step forward, helping families out, all union families out. You know, and there was a few other key instrumental stuff that we'll talk about with our representatives as well beyond the Inflation Reduction Act.
And Ron, what about a state? What are some issues that
issues on the
state?
As you know, we just received a contract that was overwhelmingly approved by our members. So right now, our goal is implementing it, right? We have to make sure that it is implemented and people understand. So we're out educating members and talking about those issues. Once that is done, probably in the next 6 months, I think what we need to start looking at is the significant staff reduction that has happened, especially during COVID, but during the last administration with Governor Cuomo when he wasn't filling jobs. So we really have to start educating members that a state job is a good job. It's a good way to make your lift yourself out of poverty. It's a good way to have a retirement that will help you live comfortably for the rest of your life. And there are jobs open all over the state of New York, and we need to put a push to make sure people are proud to do public service again. And I think we've gotten away from that.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, and Willie.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes, pleasure.
All right. Yeah, this is Willie Terry, still here at the Capitol, where the Labor Day Parade is about to begin. And I have, as my guest, some PELF members, and her name is...
Hi, I'm Nora McDowell, also from Troy, and I saw Willie here. And I'm here with my husband, Tan Wing, from Troy. We're both PELF members. I work for New York State Homes and Community Renewal, and you work for...
I work for the Education Department.
Okay. Now, we haven't had a Labor Day parade in 2 years, right? And it's been kind of rough for laborers over the last 2 years because of COVID. So give me your thoughts, Labor Week 2022.
Well, I was remembering the last time we came because I remembered I got a t-shirt and I was wearing it when working from home. I think teleworking has become like more of an important way that we get our jobs done. So we're looking for that to be in the contract. And I think also COVID showed us the importance of essential workers, and also for women, the importance of family leave. I don't know if my union is going to back that we don't have family leave in PEP, and that's a really important thing. I'm holding a sign that says, hopeful that Hochul agrees to a fair contract.
Right.
I'm hoping that New York State Public Employees Federation asks Hochul to include family leave, because we're a PEP family.
Right. I think family is important. You know.
Yeah, we were talking about it at the Troy NAACP with the Department of Labor, that, you know, now there are unions that have it. Uh-huh. There are people that have it. People don't realize PEP members, and especially women, don't have maternity leave.
So that's one of the key issues for 2022.
I think it is. It's for how we get back to work and how we get back to normal.
That's right. Because you can't leave the kids alone.
No. I'm glad to see the teachers here. NYSA is here. CSEA is here. You know, we need everybody.
Right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent from the Hustle Mohawk Network, and I'm here in downtown Albany where they're having the Labor Day Parade, and there are lots of unions around and lots of noise too. And I have as my guest...
My name is Tom Kerrigan, president of Local 7 Plumbers and Steam Fitters.
All right, so how you doing, Tom?
All right, how are you, Willie? Right.
So Thomas, tell me a little bit about the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local. What do y'all do?
We do plumbing, heating, welding. We do. We're the leader in the semiconductor pharmaceutical markets. So we're in all air conditioning, refrigeration. So we do a lot of different avenues in our trade.
So how's the local structure? I mean, you're part of a national?
Yeah, we're part of the United Association. The United Association of Plumbers, Steam Fitters, Air Conditioning, Refrigeration Mechanics, Welders.
And what's your membership?
Our membership is 1,100 members, over 800 working.
Okay. And Thomas, now, we haven't had a Labor Day parade in almost 2 years, you know, and also unions, we kind of just been dormant because of COVID. So give me your thoughts on this Labor Day, Labor Week 2022.
We've been very lucky going through the COVID. All our members were working. We had very little unemployment, so we pretty much rode out the storm, and we're real happy to be back here in person.
So where are you located?
We're located in Latham, New York.
So Thomas, tell me a little bit about your position in the union.
I'm the president and the organizer. So I also do a lot of safety training for members of our local, but our big job, my most important job is outreach and trying to increase our membership.
What are key issues that you think that will be important for your members over the next lately?
Well, probably the first and foremost was that CHIPS Act. Right. That's going to open up SUNY NanoFab, Global Foundry, the Intel project in Ohio. There's semiconductor work all across the country that's really going to help us in the future.
Oh, okay. All right, Thomas. Thank you. And that's Thomas from the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 7 in Albany, New York.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it.